From Radio K-Man's Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Wednesday saw the 24th annual Parliamentary Thanksgiving Prayer Breakfast at the Ritz-Carlton.
It is just a wonderful morning to see all the pastors that come together and the ministers of government. It has just been just beautiful, all the wonderful singing of the songs and the prayers. K-Man, we are truly blessed.
Zita May Bodden was one of this year's attendees, joining pastors, legislators, judiciary, prominent community members, and senior civil servants as they raised their voices in song, praise, and thanksgiving. Inspectors with the Office of Education Standards head to Calvary Baptist Christian Academy. Overall, the school was judged to be weak. More from Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller.
The overall weak assessment was contributed to a number of issues, including attainment in English in both the elementary and higher phases, attainment in mathematics and science across all phases, teaching, student learning, the curriculum, leaders' self-evaluation, and improvement. The school did have two good judgments, which were student behavior for learning and links with parents. There will be a follow-through inspection within 6 months, and the school will continue to be inspected on a regular basis until all aspects of the performance are judged to be at least satisfactory. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full report on Radio K-Man's Facebook page. In other local news, Kimmin Arts Festival string students at Junggrae High School took part in a special masterclass with visiting performers Christine and Margarita Balanas. The violin and cello players wowed the group with a series of pieces before having the students join them as one string ensemble. Kimmin Arts Festival is hosting a concert with the Balanas this evening at the Agape Family Worship Center at 7 p.m. Turning to regional news now, Trinidad's Foreign and CARICOM Affairs Minister Dennis Moses says xenophobia has no place in Trinidad when it comes to the coronavirus, which originated in China. We get more on that now from CARICOM Update's Wendy Chiteau.
At a news conference in Port of Spain, Moses said citizens should refrain from casting aspersions on the Chinese community. The minister said there were two TT citizens in Wuhan, but there were 62 nationals on the register. This is Newsbreak from the CARICOM Update News Service. In more news, Cuba failed to meet payments last year on its restructured debt to wealthy nations, putting a deal with the Paris Club of Creditors in jeopardy, according to diplomats with direct knowledge of the issue. Under the 2015 budget restructuring accord, considered an important step towards the communist-run country's reintegration into the international financial community, stiff penalties should kick in, they said.
That's CARICOM Update's Wendy Chiteau reporting. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it for me. From Radio K-Man's Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. The World Health Organization has requested further clarity from China about a change to how cases of the coronavirus are being confirmed. The number of reported infections by the COVID-19 virus soared by 15,000 on Wednesday after Hubei province, at the outbreak's epicenter, started using a broader method to diagnose patients. The US Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the United States and the Taliban in Afghanistan have negotiated a proposal for a 7-day reduction in violence. The agreement comes after months of talks between the two sides and could be a prelude to a more extended cessation of hostilities. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, Sajid Javid, has unexpectedly resigned in the middle of a reshuffle of the British cabinet. A source close to Mr. Javid said he had refused an offer to stay on the condition he sacked all of his advisers. Tens of thousands of people in northwestern Syria are reported to have fled western Aleppo province and Idlib in the past 48 hours. Almost 700,000 others are seeking refuge from fighting between the Syrian government and rebel forces. The UN says about 8,000 people, some with gunshot injuries, have fled from Cameroon to Nigeria in the past 2 weeks because of a surge in violence between Anglophone separatists and the security forces. BBC News.